Voyage is part of the Indigenous Land Corporation, which is a Commonwealth entity. The ILC is about acquiring and managing land for the benefit of Indigenous people. Voyage is the tourism operation of the ILC, so we own and operate Ayers Rock Resort, as well as the Mossman Gorge Centre in Far North Queensland and Home Valley Station in the East Kimberley. And at Voyages, our core purpose is to create opportunities for Indigenous people in cultural tourism. So the Chungu Festival that you had the pleasure of attending really epitomises that core purpose. So it's about showcasing the best of Indigenous culture, both traditional and contemporary, and creating opportunities for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to participate in the tourism industry and develop their careers.
Yeah, look, it was wonderful going to a place where most of the staff were Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander. Like, it was definitely a really good feeling and a great place to obviously visit and stay. But you've got some employment programs that people can apply for through Voyages. But do you want to just talk a little bit more about the importance around Indigenous tourism?
So we operate the National Indigenous Training Academy, which is based at Ayers Rock Resort, and we provide accredited enterprise-based training in hospitality and tourism. So the program's open to anyone from around Australia who has a passion for working in the industry, and trainees enrolling in the program complete that Certificate 3 in hospitality whilst working in the business and developing their skills, and are guaranteed full-time employment on completion of the traineeship. So in addition to that, we also hire people directly into the business. So if somebody's had some work experience that's relevant or has some capabilities, we offer direct employment into the business. So between those two programs, we've substantially increased Indigenous employment at the resort. We're now well over a third of the workforce are Indigenous, so we're very proud of that. And it's really transformed the guest experience at the resort, where now Indigenous culture is front and centre of that experience.
Mm. Yeah, it's really good to be able to have, obviously, access to those activities that you offer, where you can go and do a bushwalk and learn about the bush foods on site, or going through that cultural centre and learning more about the country that you're on. But regarding the National Indigenous Training Academy, what are some of the qualifications that people can actually acquire through your training?
So we're mainly focused on hospitality and tourism. So typically trainees complete a Certificate 3 in hospitality, but we are broadening the offering this year to also include retail. So that's another area where people can develop their career. We have a number of retail businesses within the resort, so there are opportunities there. And also in horticulture, where the resort has extensive grounds, so there's roles in landscaping if people are interested in that area. But typically most trainees are working in the hospitality side of the business, so that might be in food and beverage or front office or housekeeping or other areas of the hospitality business.
And what kind of support do you offer your trainees? Like, a lot of your staff there come in from other communities all over Australia, including the Torres Strait. So is there time for them to actually have a break and go back home to family? Like, how do you support your Indigenous staff?
Absolutely. So we have a cultural leave policy that's in place to allow for that sort of thing. And trainees can really complete the program in their own time. So some might fast-track and complete it in 9 months. Others might be 12 months. We've had a number that have gone away for various family reasons and then come back and completed the program. So we try to be flexible in that regard, understanding that people have family and other commitments that they have to manage. So it's really something where there's that level of flexibility for people to complete according to their capability and other commitments.
And with new trainees coming in, do they have to go through some form of cross-cultural support when they come onto country, just to learn about where they are and the people and the community?
That's right. So we have cultural awareness training for all of our staff when they commence with the business, and that includes, in the case of trainees, meeting some Anangu people, learning about the local country, being accepted into the community, if you like. And for many trainees and employees coming from elsewhere in Australia, that's a valuable part of the experience, just to get some insight into the local culture and be accepted in that way.
And I've noticed you also have a leadership program. Obviously, leadership is a really important thing in the workplace. Can you talk a bit about that program and what skills come out of that?
So we have a program we call Step Up, which is about taking staff that may have completed a traineeship, have some experience in an entry-level position, and now ready to make the next step into a supervisory role. So we support them in developing the skills necessary for that, mentoring the supervisor and management training, and that's been quite successful to the point where we've now got almost 50 of our Indigenous team members who are in supervisor or team leader or indeed manager positions.
So I guess it would be hard if you actually worked out there to leave, but obviously if you have those skills and you learn on the job there at the Ayers Rock Resort, that you could take those skills anywhere in the world.
Absolutely. That's one of the great things about our industry. The skills are very transportable, and in addition to the programs that we offer at Ayers Rock Resort, we're also working with other industry partners to develop a career network in the tourism industry. So in particular, we have a close relationship with Accor, who are the largest hotel operator in Australia. So if a trainee completes their program, works with us at the resort for a period, and then perhaps wants to go and work somewhere a little closer to home, we can facilitate those opportunities through Accor or other employers.
Okay, so if you're an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander person out there listening and you were interested in applying for one of the traineeships, what's the steps to take?
The program's open to anyone from around Australia who's 18 years of age or older and who has a passion for the industry and the ability to complete a Certificate 3 qualification. The best place to go is to the Voyages website and Ayers Rock Resort website under the Careers tab, and make contact with our talent team, and they'll point interested candidates in the right direction. And yeah, we look forward to hearing from your listeners and perhaps seeing them come and work with us at the resort one day.